Unit 5, page 48, exercise 5.
Waste not, want not. Meet the freegans, people who get their food from supermarket bins. Freegans don't do this to get free food and save money. They do it to protest about food waste. I have to go bin shopping at night because the supermarkets don't like freegans. Some of them lock their bins now, explains Tom, a freegan from Bristol. Of course, I only take food that is still safe to eat, but supermarket waste is incredible. One night, Tom found 100 frozen chickens, so he had to buy a freezer. The facts are frightening. We waste over 1/3 of the world's food, and a lot of this waste happens before the food gets to the shops. The big supermarkets make farmers throw away nearly 40% of their crops if they aren't perfect. For example, they aren't all the same size, or they don't look nice. More food is wasted in transport and factories. Then supermarkets throw away about 17 million tons of perfectly good food, which is near the use-by date. But it isn't only the supermarkets that are responsible. In Britain, people throw away about 1/4 of the food that they buy. That's 8.3 million tons of food every year that could be eaten. For an average family, wasted food costs about €800 a year. That doesn't include the food that we leave on our plates at the end of a meal. We throw food away because we buy or prepare too much, or because we leave it in the fridge for too long. Tom believes that we could solve many of the world's problems by reducing food waste. We cut down rainforests to grow food. We use huge amounts of energy to produce and transport the food. All of this creates CO2, which causes global warming, he explains. At the same time, 1 billion people in the world are hungry. So, what can we do to change things? The supermarkets don't have to throw away so much food, says Tom. They shouldn't make farmers destroy fruit and vegetables which look imperfect when they taste just as good. They could also give food away to charities which help poor people. Ordinary people can reduce waste too. We needn't all become freegans, but we should only prepare the amount of food that we need. If there are ever leftovers after a meal, we should find ways of using them. We asked Tom if he wanted to continue his freegan lifestyle. I might stop one day if the supermarkets change, he said. Things are getting better very slowly, but there's still a long way to go.